It's like he's mixing them up pretty well. I like the fastball. You know, I've got to divorce myself from cheering. Oh, yes. A called third strike. A broken bat number, fair ball down the left field line. Mercer round second, heads for third. And pulling up short and heading back to first base now is Elias Diaz. First and third, and nobody out.
Come on, how much fun was that? The best to ever call a hockey game gets his boyhood dream in and gets to call a Pirates game. I think it happened just Friday as our friend Doc Emmerich joins us. How much fun did you have?
It was a lot of fun. What was your favorite baseball team growing up?
I grew up as a Yankees, Baltimore Orioles, Chicago Cubs hybrid fan because I was in upstate New York. Nothing was close to us.
Ah, so let's say Yankees, and they invite you to come out to a spring training game and shag flies. And then they come up to you after you shag some flies and say, by the way, you're going to play a couple innings today.
It's ridiculous.
That's what it was like. It was just a lot of fun. It was a little scary at first because calling a baseball game, and I've never done it other than one time while I was in college, calling a baseball game is a lot different because you have so much time. And the good thing is there were a couple of people alongside to help me, but there is a lot of time between pitches.
Well, that's why the great storytellers are so fantastic in baseball, right? But the pace of the game, I'm surprised you don't have whiplash. To go from calling hockey to calling baseball, you know, I thought maybe a neck brace would be appropriate.
Well, you have to wear well on people for 162 games and occasional rain delays. And some of the guys in the city still take phone calls during rain delays. There's just an awful lot to it. But yet, you know, people marvel at basketball and hockey. And I'm sure Dave understands this comparison, too. But I maintain that baseball may be next to horse racing. And I know you had Coach Q on, and there's some big announcement coming up. Now tell me, because I'm going to try and find out when this announcement happens. Is it about a horse?
It is not about a horse. I will text you the gory details.
Okay. Just tell me when I should be listening.
You
that's
got
all.
It.
But
you
anyway,
got it.
I think the most pressure is probably on horse racing, because if I get an assist wrong, they don't pound on the door wanting to break my arm. But baseball is probably the one that strikes me as being the most involving, because you really have to wear well on the ear of the fans, and you have to have a lot of knowledge and be able to tell stories, like you said. And for that, you need to be really deep in the sport, and that's something that I am as a fan, but I'm certainly not as an announcer.
And I think, Doc, good morning. I think what makes it really difficult is if you drop in and do a game here in spring training, and granted it's early in the year, or a game, say, in the middle of a 10-game homestand in June, but you're not with the ball club day in and day out, I think it makes it a lot tougher, because the guys who do it 162 games, and I think you know where I'm going with this, I mean, they're in the clubhouse every day, and they know every detail involving that team.
You're right. And I didn't realize what the day is like. Now, for hockey, it's 10:30 home team, 11:30 visiting team, and then the game is at night. With baseball, you can go over as early as 7 in the morning and stay until batting practice, which is 9:30. Then you can come back and talk again between 12 and 1, and the game's at 1. And so that's your day. And I realized the first day I showed up on the job, I already missed 2.5 hours of available time.
and by the way,
the rookie blew it right at the start.
Well, by the way, Doc, as was well documented in the Brian Gumbel piece on HBO in Real Sports, Doc has a very expansive routine he does before games. He goes around, says hello to everybody, collects his stories. Obviously, he's at the morning skates and different things. But, yeah, it's remarkable, really, how different baseball is from what you do.
And the fact that these guys do it year after year and do such a marvelous job, I mean, you're spoiled there in Chicago with some wonderful announcers, too. And I just think that I turn on the radio in the summertime, and it's relaxation for me, except if the Pirates are starting off poorly in a game. But I do listen or watch a lot of their games in the summertime. But it's a part of escape and relaxation for me. But for those guys, it's a living, and to be able to provide all of this information. Well, I just realized that I did 2 innings, and perhaps again on Wednesday they're inviting me on television, and so I might do another couple.
Oh, you got it. You've got to do it.
But yeah, it'll be with Steve Blass, who is hilarious, and Greg Brown, again, who is this guy that loves hockey, and so that's how we struck up a friendship in the first place. But yeah, it, you get excited about it, but by the same token, you realize hockey is my first love. So that's almost like a bride. And this is like a granddaughter, and you get a dance with her, and the last thing you want to do is step on her feet. So I just want to do a good job and relax and enjoy it, and so that's what I keep telling myself. It's like the golf swing that's printed on the shirts where you look down to address the golf ball, and there are five things you need for a good golf swing.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, those are the things, and the number one thing is don't overthink it. So I'm just going in with the idea of having more fun like I did this past week. But it's a lifetime memory that I get two cracks at.
Hey, Doc, it's Nick DiGilio here. I wanted to say, first of all, I'm a huge fan. You are the best. I wanted to ask you what it's like to work with Edzo. You guys are so great together, and it's so great to have the two of you. When you guys call in games, especially as a Hawks fan, it's so much fun to listen to you guys. What's it like working with Ed?
I think Pat would probably have the same answer that I do. It helps to really like the guy that you're alongside.
Yeah.
And Eddie and I are friends, and I think, you know, our families care about one another, et cetera. But I think, too, and I've told Steve this before, that we look out for one another, and Eddie has done such a great job of that during the time that we've worked together. We first did radio of National Hockey League playoff games over 20 years ago. And then here it is, we're back working together on a regular basis again. You need to know a little bit about horses. That helps. You need to know, you have to be a Cubs sympathizer, which for me, given my background, is a little hard. But he arranged to have the Cubs Pirates one-game playoff put in our studio, in our booth last year.
How about that?
And the results were disastrous, and he politely said nothing. You know, a lot of times you just wish he'd start the routine, but he said nothing until the game was over, and he didn't even rub it in then. I think he knew I was suffering mightily.
He's a good friend.
You didn't punch a Gatorade jug or anything repeatedly that night. Did you punch a Gatorade jug at all?
No, I didn't do that, but I didn't do a Sean Rodriguez, but
right.
I was thinking of it. But no, I have kept glancing at the screen whenever we went to commercial, which is people who watch our shows, that does happen quite a bit. And so I was able to check in on the score, and I just looked at Eddie and shook my head, and he sort of smiled and didn't say anything.
It's a testament to Doc's professionalism. We didn't know the pain he was in. I do have to say, though, our friend Eddie, who was in here last week, by the way, Eddie looks great. You know, Eddie's lost like 45 pounds in the last couple of years.
He's lost a ton of weight, and he's got hair.
Yeah, and he keeps putting more hair in.
Yeah.
You know, spring planting season.
Hey, he looks good.
But I got to tell you something, Doc, and you may not be aware of this. Eddie has a strong crush on Andrea Darlis. And I almost feel like I'm a, you know, like a fight referee, and I have to break up the clinch whenever he comes for a hug.
Don't break that up. Don't break that up.
Andre is also very well schooled in horses.
Oh, I know, Doc. I know. I hang on every word when you.
I think that's probably part of the attraction.
Yeah.
He may be patting you down for a racing form. I don't know what that hug is.
Doc, you got a bit. No, I was totally psyched when you were doing the pirate call too, because I was a big fan of the Pirates in the We Are Family. You know, that era from the 70s, Bill Madlock, and I always liked the yellow uniforms. Now, I don't know a man alive who does, but...
Yeah,
they're great. And I think they're bringing back the old caps, right, Doc?
So cool.
They're going to bring back a uniform that's on Sunday, but they've politely not told us about it, but I think it'll probably be something pretty cool.
Well, I was going to say, Doc, as a baseball fan, you'll appreciate the fact the White Sox are bringing back the blouses for a throwback game this summer. You remember those things they wore with shorts? They're not doing the shorts, but the blouses are coming back.
Oh, my. You know, I just was Bill Veeck, of course, operated the team there on the south side for a long time. And his son, Michael, operates the St. Paul Saints in the Pioneer League and has all of these wild promotions. He has a pig that brings out the balls to the umpire if they need a fresh set of balls out at home plate. And there's a Catholic nun named Sister Roz that gives massages. And they have a haircutting place behind, but they have promotions all summer long. And so one of the many things on the list of things I'd like to do before I shuffle off is to see a Saints game. And so I think hopefully the way the standings are today, it's Chicago, Minnesota, if it winds up being in the first round. So hopefully I'll get a chance to see not only the Wild and the Hawks, but the Saints sometime soon.
We like to schedule the Wild in the first two rounds to eliminate them. It's kind of an annual tradition.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Well, congrats, man. I know how much fun you must have had, and have fun this week. We'll talk to you later.
Well, speaking of fun, I have that a lot listening to you, and I wish you guys well, and I'll be watching for that announcement with Joel.
Look, wait, keep an eye on your text. Thanks, bud. Doc Emmerich. Doc Emmerich, live from his Pittsburgh Pirate Shrine.
Love him.
So, I mean, you do baseball, Dave. You know, I mean, the variation between hockey and baseball, it couldn't be anything more extreme.
Well, first of all, I think, personally, hockey has to be the hardest sport.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I agree.
And he's masterful, obviously. But, yeah, I think it's very tough to just drop in and do baseball. Man. And I did a fair share of it. And it's you just...
Even the pace from football.
If you do 2 days in a row, it makes a difference.
Yeah.
It really does.
You're right.
You know, what's funny is what he said during the clip that you played, it's going to be hard for me to... You know, to keep my bias in check. He didn't.
No. He's a Pirate fan.
Exactly.
Grew up a Pirate fan. What do you want from him, right? 9:51, Bill and Wendy coming up.